This is the Delmarva Power Postgame Show on the Shore Sports Network.
This is Maryland Eastern Shore Basketball from sfmsports.net.
How does it feel?
Incredible. I'm really happy for the people. You know, they believe what we talk about. And it's just encouraging to see a group, something good happen to them. They've been working so hard, and they stuck together. Mariah played big. Boy played big. You know, Kiki gave us what she gives us. And I thought the game from Hicks was big, too. Hicks played with a lot of heart tonight. She didn't make some shots or whatever. I really like the heart that she played with tonight.
How about a great coaching move and moves Mo Sabritsky to the point out there? She did a yeoman's job with about five assists out there and some great passes to Morris, who had 10 points in that second half.
Tori was huge. I you know, the fact that I missed her, Dave, you're right. I mean, Tori finished every bucket down there that we got her. She made big plays and capitalized off the passes that were made. But Moy is, you know, we've been waiting for Moy. Yeah. This has been Moy's capable. I think Moy's one of the best players in the league. She's uniquely one of the best players in the league. And I thought tonight she showed that.
Yeah, it was 50-29 with 5.5 minutes to play in the third quarter. And part Moy running the point, part McCoy started hitting the shots. It seemed like at that point, it almost looked like a rope-a-dope strategy from the observers here. You let Hampton take the lead, get all their punches out, and then you turn back and say, now it's our turn.
Well, it's funny because tonight I listened to Eric Thomas' speech about Buster Douglas beating Mike Tyson. And I remember that fight, and he talked about the story about the fact that Buster Douglas' mother had died just before he fought the fight, but the mother believed that he was going to win it. But he couldn't, when he got knocked down, he couldn't give up because he called his mother, told he was going to win, which is a lie. So I had all the kids in the locker room call their mom or their parent or someone. I called my dad, who's always listening, and I said, we're playing half tonight, we're about to win. And I think when we got down by 21, you couldn't eat those words. And so you had to keep fighting. And the strategy worked tonight. The shots went down when we need them to most. And I'm really happy for these kids.
Yeah. I'm happy, too. Hey, I'm going to take credit. I come to this, road game, brother.
So you got
to
keep coming.
Yeah. Well, Dave's here, and the Hawks showed up and with a big win. And to do it in Hampton, this is only, David, six is the 11th conference home loss in almost 8 years coaching here. You know, to do it in this building, this is the sort of win that could make a whole season.
Yeah, you know, we gotta hope that we can. Well, I think these kids, I said, coming in, are kind of like giant killers, but we don't play big all the time. And we got to get to a point where we play consistently better so that we can put ourselves in a position going into the tournament to not have to, you know, play 5 games in 8 days or something like that. So, you know, we got some work ahead of us. We got to grind out. We're only as good as our opponent, and we got to play up to better than them every time we step on the floor. Yeah,
Fred, I also thought we played very smart in the second half. On behalf of you changing the point guard, but the kids played smart.
Yeah, well, they did. They made plays, and Moy's huge because she's an intangible kid. So we gotta come up with a lot of different things with the loss of CeCe. But tonight we came through, and I'm really happy for him.